security line continued, and we passed through another checkpoint and another. We finally rounded a bend to find yet another group of Philadelphia cops with another metal detector. Worst of all, this group seemed to be rifling through every bag. I felt a pulsing in my temples as I watched an officer open the main pocket of my bag in search. Then he opened the second pocket, and finally, the side pocket with my eyeglass case. He reached in and was about to put it back in when he stopped and gave it a shake, realizing there was something inside. He opened it, and his head jerked back in surprise at what he just found. He quickly turned his back to me and called over two other cops, one on each side. The three of them stood shoulder to shoulder, huddled, discussing. My vision started to peel in at the corners, and I felt briefly possessed. I envisioned running. It seemed tantalizingly possible, liberating. I could get away before they had any idea who I was or whose bag it was. Did I have anything identifying in there? I must have. But then my girlfriend and her father were standing right there, so flight probably wouldn't work. With tremendous effort, I overrode the impulse. I think the cops just found weed in my bag, I whispered to Kate. And then, in desperation, searching for some